The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Top Stories, Lego Head Mugshots Add to California's Debate on Policing and Privacy. A Southern California Police Department has been handcuffed by Lego after the toy company asked the agency to stop adding Lego heads to cover the faces of suspects in images it shares on social media. The Murrieta Police Department has been using Lego heads and emojis to cover people's faces in posts on social sites since at least early 2023. But the altered photos went viral after the department posted a statement about its policy, prompting several news articles and, later, the request from Lego. Why the covered faces? The department wrote on March 18 in an Instagram post that featured five people in a lineup, their faces covered by Lego heads with varying expressions. The post went on to reference a California law that took effect January 1, limiting departments from sharing mugshots on social media. The Murrieta Police Department prides itself in its transparency with the community, but also honors everyone's rights and protections as afforded by law, even suspects, the department wrote. Across the U.S., law enforcement agencies have often posted galleries of photos for Mugshot Mondays and Wanted Wednesdays to social media, in efforts to bolster community engagement. But experts increasingly point to the harmful effects of putting such images online. For people awaiting trial, mugshots can carry a presumption of guilt. And for anyone seeking to move past a criminal conviction, the images can make it hard to get a job and haunt them for the rest of their lives. Murrieta Police had an internal discussion about posting photos of arrestees in general, and announced a new department policy on Instagram in January 2023. The community had requested more of their weekly roundup posts, so the department said it started using the Lego heads and emojis to comply with the law, while still engaging with Murrieta residents. But on March 19, the toy company reached out and respectfully asked us to refrain from using their intellectual property in our social media content, which, of course, we understand and will comply with, Lieutenant Jeremy Dorrance said in a statement. We are currently exploring other methods to continue publishing our content in a way that is engaging and interesting to our followers. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.